Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, Inspired listeners. How are you today? Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Can you believe it's Wednesday again? Where does the time go? My goodness. I am so excited to be here with you today, as I am every Wednesday. You know, I really look forward to this time, spending this time with you, spending this time with our guests, and also my co-host, Mark. And today, I'm hosting solo. I'm going it alone today. So I'm looking forward to spending this hour with you, and I hope that whatever Mark is doing today, that he is enjoying himself. Next week he's going to be on vacation, so there's all kinds of things happening out there. So thank you for being here with us today and every Wednesday, wherever you may be around the world, or in this country, or in this beautiful state of Virginia. Thank you. Today's topic is one that I'm passionate about because I've got some experience behind it, and I want to share it with you. Today's topic is being and living from the highest you during the most challenging of times. Being and living from the highest you during the most challenging of times. You know, everything that I choose to talk about comes from personal experience, interactions I've had with people during the week, personal experiences I've had in my own life journey, and this is one of them. This is one of them. So I hope that I feel like it's an important thing to talk about because it's a new way to look at challenging times. It's a new way to experience you and to think about those challenging experiences that sometimes come up for us. It doesn't have to be difficult doom and gloom. It can be a challenge. We can see it as that, but we can move through it in a whole new way. And so that's what I'm hoping I'll be able to share with you. That's what I'm planning on sharing with you today. And I hope that you find it helpful. And I feel like the things we're going to talk about can be applied to any aspect of your life, no matter what the challenge may be. But first, I'm Kim Dalkin, coming to you live from the beautiful state of Virginia. Virginia, where what is the state motto here? The state for lovers. Isn't that nice? Goodness gracious. I don't know how that came about, but I like it. If you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. That's just lovefirst.info. And certainly, if there's any way that I can support you through readings, healings, or hypnosis, please don't hesitate to reach out. You know, I love the work it is that I do. This is my life's path, my purpose, my calling, my mission. And I really enjoy everybody it is that I feel honored and privileged to work with. You can also connect with me on social media, and you can join me on Fridays on Facebook Live at 12 Eastern, 9 Pacific, for conscious conversation, Q&A, mini guidance readings. I love doing the little readings. Last week's topic was entitled Feeling Stuck. Feeling Stuck, and when spiritual stuff is not enough. Okay, so that might be a little eye opening for some of you, but it's an important thing to talk through, to understand, to think about. Is sometimes we need to take things beyond just the spiritual stuff, and we've got to step into action. And that's what last week's event was all about. This Friday, I will not be doing Aloha Freedom Fridays because I will. I've got a conflict in my schedule there. But join me, typically every Friday. Okay, so you can also call in live today if you've got a question for me. I am all ears. I love answering questions. So if there's something that I can do to support you in some way today during this show, please feel free to reach out, 202-570-7057. Or you can send through questions on our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. I will be checking that periodically as well. You can also connect with us on social media. You can find us under Facebook, under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter, and Instagram under Inspired for Us. And this is where you can interact with us and find out about our upcoming shows, send through any questions, suggestions, comments. We love hearing from our Inspired listeners. You can also listen to all of our archives on Om Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, YouTube, iTunes, and LoveFirst.info. So if you missed the live show, we are available on various platforms out there that you can listen to. Also, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about the beautiful work that my partner, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector, is doing up in the Great Northwest, you can do so by searching for the Intuitive Prospector or logging into his website at marklanehart.com. All right. So, normally I read the bios of our guests. And for those of you who are not familiar with me or my work, perhaps this is the first time you're tuning in, here's who I am. I am a psychic medium, a channel, a way shower. We're going to be talking a little bit about that today. Way showers show people that there's a new way of being, living, and experiencing themselves and the world around them. That's what we're going to be talking about. I do energy healing work. I'm a hypnotherapist. I'm, of course, the co-host of Inspired Living Radio. I'm an advocate of and committed to higher consciousness, the founder of my practice, which is Love First, with offices in Los Angeles and Richmond, Virginia. I'm a soul catalyst bringing forth solutions to joyful living. How do you like that? we can be whatever it is we want to be. And I wrote up that bio about 5 minutes before the show. I said, who am I? This is who I am today, at least. And that's constantly shifting and evolving. We're not tied to identities. That's the human way of being. We are expansive beings that are continuously shifting and evolving at all times. But more and more of my work, I notice, is connecting people to their own soul. Most people aren't thinking about their soul. They're not, some people don't even know that they have one, aren't thinking about it, don't think about connecting to it, don't understand that aspect of them and the importance that it plays in our everyday life. So we're going to talk about that too. Again, if you'd like to learn more about the work I'm doing or connect in with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. So let's get into it. What inspired my talk today? Well, last year, and some of you may have heard this already, but last year my father was diagnosed with cancer. And man, was that a life-changing experience for all of us. And usually when we hear the word cancer, it's like, ooh, goodness, we don't want to go there. We want to avoid it. We want to run the other way. And rightly so. I mean, it's not a pleasant experience. It's a difficult, it can be a difficult thing to move through, but there can be a lot, as with all challenges in life, I'll say this, there can be a lot of beauty that comes from it. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. How do we move through these challenging times? And being from the highest aspect within ourselves, because it's during those challenging times that give great opportunity that really lend itself to letting fear and worry set in, right? And so how is it that we're supposed to be at the highest place within us when it's very easy for those things to set in within us? So how do we move through that? How do we shift those thoughts and emotions? Those thoughts and emotions within us. So a lot of the experiences I'm going to talk about today come from that experience that I went through last year with my father and my family. But I'll be tying in this to other experiences too, because a lot of what I'm going to say today can be applied to anything, whether it's a job loss, financial problems, a terribly horrible breakup. Okay, all of these things fall under the umbrella of challenging times. And I'm here to say that there is a way. We're never helpless and hopeless. Okay, there's always hope. And there's always a way to shift what it is we are experiencing within ourselves. All right. So let's start with what I have found the first place, the first thing it is to the first place to start when it is we're going through a life-changing or challenging experience. Because let me tell you something, you know, we kicked in the new year, we brought in the new year last year, 2018, and shortly after that new year hit, we got the diagnosis in the news, and everything changed from there. Okay, everything changed from that point, totally and completely unexpectedly. You don't anticipate these things, and there's a lot of good that can come with when we can't anticipate these kinds of things. But why? Because we're really put to the test. We gotta buckle down when that happens. We gotta hunker down. All right. And sometimes it wouldn't even serve a purpose for us to worry about things way in advance, right? So sometimes you just gotta unfold. And we gotta move through it, okay, to the best of our abilities. So hopefully today I'm gonna give you some tips on how to do that. But the first tip is to understand the experience from the soul's perspective. And just like I said earlier, a lot of times people aren't thinking about their souls. A lot of people don't even know they have one, okay, or they don't even think it exists. But let me tell you, folks, I'm here to say the soul is very real, okay? The soul is your essence, that part of you that is not a part of the physical representation of your body. It's the purest part of you. It's your essence. It's the highest place of you, okay, the highest aspect of you. And our soul is the one who has, you know, laid forth these experiences for us in this lifetime based on what it is we came to understand about ourselves on a deeper level, to bring back into balance again, to love from the highest place. And in order to learn those things, the soul brings forth experiences for us to do that for our own evolution. That's why it is important to start there. Everything pretty much starts and stops with the soul. So we might as well familiarize ourselves with that dynamic, okay, connecting to that part of us and starting there. So we start with the soul's perspective and understanding from the soul perspective why the experience is here, okay? You have to understand why your soul brought forth this experience and that it's your soul that did that. So a lot of times people think that life just happens to them, and that they have no control. They're not a part of life in that way. And so many times when you have that understanding, you'll live in fear. Of course, who wouldn't? It's like, oh my gosh, at any moment, who knows what could happen? Well, your soul is the one who brings forth these experiences for the purpose of your own evolution, for you to learn and grow from these experiences. Once we understand that, now how do you understand that? Well, you can work with somebody like me or another practitioner. You can sit in meditation yourself. I would encourage that. You know, it's much more empowering when we do that, and that strengthens your own relationship with you. And you can ask your higher self, what is it that I need to understand about this experience? What is it here to show me? Once you understand that, it changes everything. You don't feel out of control. You don't feel disempowered. It reinstates all of those things. And you go, oh, okay. Oh, my gosh, this gives me something to work with. And it gives you guidance on next steps. It helps you understand how to think about the situation at hand from a higher place within you. It allows you to move from fear and worry, and it helps keep you focused on what's important, where the focus ought to be. Okay, so for example, with my father, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, okay, wow. And it's there's kind of like an instinct that kicks in you. You know, it's like, it's just kind of guiding you. Okay, you got to do this first, then you do this, then you do this, then you do this. And, you know, you kind of go in on autopilot because there is that whole, feeling of uncertainty, like, oh my gosh, what does this all mean, right? And certainly the fear and the worry can set in too. But there is this driving force within you that will guide you if you allow it, okay? So the first thing I did was sit down in meditation, talk to my father's higher self and to my own guidance. So, oh my, wow, what is this? We got to get down to the bottom of this. I need to understand this at the deepest level so that I can support my dad in what's next. All right. To that point, we're going to stay with me. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and the topic today will be continuing this conversation on understanding things from the soul's perspective.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we wanted to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now. Save a life and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Thank you for being here with us today. I am your host and your guest today, all in one. How's that? We are talking about the topic of being and living from the highest you during the most challenging of times. So before we went to break, I talked about the first step in understanding the challenges, understanding it from the soul's perspective. Now, and your soul's going to guide you. You know, it's going to bring forth these experiences, but it's also going to guide you if you allow it to. All right? So the first thing that I knew I had to do was to, in meditation, talk to my father's soul about why was this experience here? What was he supposed to understand from it? And what I learned was that my father had to learn about loving himself and valuing himself enough to make himself first. Because a lot of times we don't love ourselves enough. We don't value ourselves enough. We don't see ourselves as worthy enough that we make ourselves the first priority. Usually, a lot of the times, and this is a common lesson for many of us, but these lessons are playing out in different ways. For my father, that's playing out in the way of cancer, okay? So, you know, many times we put everybody else and everything else first, and we put ourselves last on the list. Well, the time had come on my father's path for him to put himself first, to see that within himself, that he goes, oh, you know what? I'm number one here. I'm from a place of love, not from a place of ego, but from a place of love. And when these experiences come up, you know, when these lessons come up, these are all unconscious programs running within us, right? Like an old, outdated computer system program running within us that need to be updated from a place of love, you know, the foundation of love. So a lot of times people say, well, how do I do that? If there's, you know, the unconscious program of fear or lack of love or judgment, how do I change that around, those programs around? How do I get rid of those programs? Well, it comes down to the choices it is that we make. We make choices that we make different choices. So in this particular case, my father had to make choices that resembled his self-love for his love for himself, that he valued himself. So if there's a doctor's appointment, that comes first. Everything from that point centered around him coming first. That is the way we bring back a lack of self-love for ourselves back into balance again through love, by making choices that support love for ourselves, if that's what it is you are, the lesson is. Okay, so that's how we shift those programs within ourselves, by making different choices. And once I understood that and shared that with him, then I knew that gave us a focal point. It's like, oh boy, okay, every choice it is that we make, everything it is we do from this point forward has to be a reflection of self-worth, of valuing ourselves, and of loving ourselves. This is for my father, right? Another person, a loved one that I'm working with now, going through cancer as well. Now, this doesn't have to be with cancer. It can be with anything, right? But I'm just talking about, these are different lessons that are coming up for different folks. And this is how we work through those lessons, how we resolve those lessons back into love again from a place of love. Bring all of that back into balance again. We clear karma. We clear karma. Karma is just an unconscious program. So this particular loved one that I'm been working with, their lesson here is learning about their own personal power. Okay, so moving away from the mindset of life happens to me and here I go. This is, you know, my diagnosis of cancer and I'm sitting here from a place of disempowerment, just waiting for the next thing to be handed to me. No, 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 no. That is an unconscious belief, okay? So it's about moving away from that mindset of life happens to me and stepping into your power. Learning that we have a say in our life, that we have a say of what we put into our bodies. We have a say of what our thoughts are. We have a say of what it is we want to take on as our own truth, okay? And we have a say in what we're going to do to support ourselves. We are creators. That's what we came here to do. But if you are seeing, if your perspective is that of which is, you know, life happens to me, then you are not seeing yourself as a creator, a powerful creator. You're not understanding. You're disconnected from your own personal power. You're disconnected from your soul because your soul holds all the power. Your soul holds all the wisdom. So it's about dissolving that separation and connecting from that wisest, purest place within you. Now, when you hold the mindset that life happens to you, you're probably holding a bit of victim consciousness too, where you think I'm a victim of life. And that is an unconscious program. So you see how all of this works, why it's important to understand how these experiences have come about and what they're there to teach us. You know, a lot of times, well, we learn, you know, we learn by taking command of our life in all ways versus waiting for someone else to tell us, like doctors, for example, to tell us what our life is going to be. Not that they don't offer a helpful or, you know, important perspective too, but that's only one perspective. That's an incomplete picture of all the perspectives available to us and all the realities available to us. When we understand that our universe is an infinite one, we understand that there are infinite perspectives, infinite realities. What doctors tell us is one of those. So there's a whole bunch of other stuff it is for us to work with there. Okay? And we have control over that. And it's up to us to take command of our life in that way. Too often, you know, we let others tell us what our truth is. But this path is really all about formulating our own truth and not taking on someone else's. So if you're going through an illness, you know, for example, then it's very important to understand that the doctors serve one perspective, but they're not connected to your soul. They don't know why your soul brought forth that experience unless they do what I do or, you know, this stuff on the side, right? You got to understand that. There's more to the story than what the doctors are saying and what the doctors know to be true. Okay, that's one truth. It doesn't have to be the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Okay, so we got to remember that. When we remember that, we feel empowered. That's where hope comes into play. That's where we feel like, you know what, I have to stay in this too, because you do. So when we take command of our life, we can create an environment in our body that's not conducive for disease to live in, to feed off of. You see, when we take control and command of the things it is that we have the power of doing, with, you know, creating an environment within our body by what it is we put in it, what it is we choose to participate in, what it is we're doing to support our wellness, all that stuff raises our vibration. The higher the vibration you have, the less conducive it is for disease. Disease can't exist in the highest levels of vibration. It's incompatible because disease is of a lower vibration. So those things we have control over, and we have to remember that. We are the captains of our ships, so to speak, of our bodies. And, you know, I remember that guidance coming through from my father as we were going through this experience, that was the exact words. You are the captain of your ship here. So it's important that you direct your body, your ship, during this process. You don't just let, you know, everything go willy-nilly. No, you step into your power and you direct things within your body by talking to your body. You know, you can reassure your body that it's loved, that it's going to, you're going to give it all the love and support it needs to move through this. You can even talk to the cancer, okay, which is another aspect of this, or whatever part of you is needing to be resolved or brought back into love again. Perhaps, you know, again, this doesn't just revolve around cancer. This revolves around any experience you might be going through in life. So, for example, there were, and some of you may have heard me talk about this before, but there was a time when I had separated off, you know, an aspect of me had separated off, that part of me that wasn't feeling accepted, that was feeling rejected by others or by groups or whatever, just not feeling accepted. I didn't even know that part of me had separated off. And I saw that part of me in meditation once one day. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I had to talk to that aspect of me and remind that aspect of me, no. You don't go separate off over there in the corner, huddled in the corner alone, all rejected and everything. You're fully loved. Come back into the center of my being, back into a place of wholeness again. Come back. You are loved. You are love, and you are loved. So you can talk to anything and anyone. There you go. You can talk to other people's soul. You can talk to your own soul. You can talk to disease. You can talk to aspects of you that is separated off. And that's our connection to all that is. So a lot of times we hear, you know, we are all one, we are fully connected. That's an example of how it is we are all connected. So you can talk to the cancer, find out why the cancer is there too, what the cancer needs. You know, you can also connect to the cancer energetically. That's also an easy experience, interesting experience too. When you connect to the cancer energetically, you can feel either how strong and resistant that cancer is, or how flexible and malleable it is. Is there flexibility there? Is there room to negotiate? You know, tell me, what is it that you need? Why are you here? Okay, so those are all things it is that you can do. If you're going through a challenging time in a relationship, talk to your partner's soul, find out what's going on a deeper level. How are they feeling about things? What is it that you can do to bring things back into a place of love again? All right. Okay. So you can also do visualizations of the cancer dissolving. And let me tell you, that was definitely one thing it is that my father did. As we were doing energy healing work and as he was going through his treatments, he did visualizations of the cancer dissolving and talking to the cancer. You know, this is no longer an environment where you are welcomed or are going to be able to survive. The environment within me is changing. My body is changing. My body is upgrading. And there's no place for you here anymore. So you can talk to the cancer in that way, you see. So these are all different ways in which, you know, different tools it is that you can use on your own path, no matter what it is you might be going through. All right. You know, we don't communicate with our bodies enough. We don't think of that, right? We don't think of that. And we don't love our bodies the way we should. And that's also what higher consciousness teaches us. You know, that's what higher consciousness teaches us, is that as our light bodies activate, that higher vibrational version of our body, we haven't loved our bodies enough. We don't even think about that. You know, we haven't respected our bodies. We haven't respected our bodies. And I'm seeing this be an issue with a lot of people. You know, a lot of health things going on around us as we're being called to live from higher aspects of us. And one of those ways of living from the highest aspect of us is fully loving, appreciating, and respecting our bodies. That's a part of the process. You can't have one without the other. And so yet we place so many demands on our bodies of how it needs to look, how it must perform for us, all kinds of things, right? You know, with my father, for example, he served 8 years in the Marines, and he used to do a lot of dirt bike racing. That's a lot of bouncing on the body, right? Wear and tear. He used to be a big-time weightlifter. And in his earlier years, he smoked a lot, and I understand he drank a lot, too. So if you think of the decades of treating our bodies like that, you can see why, you know, sometimes disease sets in, or why sometimes we start to lose our health in certain ways, because it's time to turn the tables around. It's time to create shifts there for ourselves. The way we are with ourselves, with ourselves, that relationship it is that we have with ourselves. And the way a lot of us are being called to do that is start by loving and fully respecting and honoring our bodies. And a lot of times, you know, the loss of our health is the only way, our soul can get us to listen. Because our minds and our egos and these programs within us are so strong. They're really deeply embedded within us. We don't even have a clue as to how deep they are until you start working with them. And even when you are aware that they're there and you're working with these unconscious programs within you, sometimes you don't know what you don't know, you know. You don't even realize what's there is there. A lot of times, the only way that our soul can get our attention so we don't keep, you know, living in the same old ways that we've been doing that's no longer in alignment with the highest place within us is to start taking things away from us. Because it's only when our world becomes uncomfortable and there's change and we're having things taken away from us, whether it be a job, our health, or relationship, that's what kind of stops us in our tracks and gets us to listen. So on that note, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Stay with me as we talk about living from the highest place within you during the most difficult of times.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved. away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Today I am your host and your guest all in one. The topic of today's show is being and living from the highest you during the most challenging of times. So before we went to break, we talked a little bit about the importance of loving our bodies. And that could just be, you know, if it's not disease that you're going through, but other things, relationship issues, a job, whatever, compromising yourself. And it could be just loving yourself in general, loving you, all of you. And that is a real thing. That's not just some hokey saying you got to love yourself. Let me tell you, that is an important part of this journey. It really, really is. So to all of this, to add to all of this, I want to say too, when we go through challenges, sometimes, you know, we want to pretend like or ignore that the challenge isn't there. Let's just bypass it as quickly as possible, get this over with, be done with it, and that's it. And that is, you know, I want to encourage you not to do that, because if you do that, you know, more than likely you'll miss the a lot of what you were supposed to learn from that experience. And because it is, we're being called to live from a higher place within us, that's just the energies here on earth now. That's not what living from the highest place within you is about. It is about moving through, not avoiding or bypassing. Okay, because we don't want to ignore. We must not ignore. Instead, we must understand. Okay, when we understand that we can move through and not recreate or re-experience. So when you understand from the soul's perspective, you go, oh, okay, so that means that this is what I need to do next. These are the choices it is that I need to make next. You see, it helps you move through with greater ease. Now, real quickly, before we move on, I want to acknowledge a dear colleague and friend of mine, Diana Blagden, and also of Mark's. In fact, we did our first radio show with her on the Hour to Empower, and she's recently passed, but she was diagnosed with ALS a couple years ago. And, you know, when I first spoke with her, she said, you know, Kim, I got to understand why my soul, you know, why this is here. Why did my soul bring this forth? I got to understand it from my soul's perspective. And so she did some hypnosis to bring in that understanding. I was like, wow, you know, yeah, that's right. That's what we do. And so I just want to just give so much gratitude and love to Diana for the role that she played in my life. She's just a beautiful being, and just love to her family as they're going through this loss. Actually, and I want to say she did a show with us, because when she was diagnosed and she started talking about understanding it from her soul, I thought, wow, we got to bring you on, Diana. I've got to, you know, share your story and your perspective and the way it is you're moving through this experience with the rest of us, because she was really inspirational. All right. So the next point is we have to keep our vibration as high, 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 high as possible. That is where our focus needs to be, whether it is you are the one who's actually going through the experience or where it is, you know, you're the person who's supporting that person who's going through that experience. So when my father was diagnosed, right, and I'm going through that with him and my family, there was a part of me that was just driven to keep my vibration as high as possible, because I needed to be steady and true, live from that truth within me. Otherwise, your mind will take you down the rabbit hole, right? Because our mind is so strong that we've got to counteract that with things that are going to raise our vibration. And then we realize all those other things that our mind tells us just simply isn't true anymore. We're living from a place of truth. Now, we can raise our vibration again to a place where disease doesn't exist. You know, the vibrational frequencies are incompatible. So everything centers around our consciousness. Okay, whether it is we are, you know, in a lower state of consciousness or a higher state of consciousness. And, you know, it becomes a lifestyle, and it really needs to become a lifestyle, because you don't want to react. You want to be proactive. You know, you want to be coming from that highest place within you before something happens. You know, you don't want to have something happen and then be scrambling and frantic and, you know, all of that stuff. You want to be level-headed, centered, and have your tools in place, and that's going to allow you to hunker down, because that's what these times call for. That's what these times call for. There's no time for messing around. You gotta get with it. You gotta move with it. Okay, so the higher in vibration you are, the easier you're gonna move through it. When your vibration is high, you are positively affecting those around you. So I strongly believe, because I experienced it for myself, that me keeping my vibration as high as possible is what also supported my parents through this too. I mean, imagine if I had sunk down into a place of fear and despair and all of those things. If you don't think that wouldn't have affected my parents through this, absolutely it would. So to that point, we have a responsibility not only to ourselves but to those around us. And we take responsibility by keeping our vibration as high as possible, as high as possible. When your vibration is high, you are reinforcing belief in yourself. And there's also an inner knowingness that things are okay because you are fully connected inside. You may have a tinge of fear or doubt come up, but the difference is, You see it, you see it when it rises up, but it goes away fairly quickly. You know, it's like it does dissolve pretty nicely when your vibration is as high as possible. And you're reinforcing all of these good, helpful things. You're connected to that power within you. All right. So those, you know, thoughts of doubt and fear, those thoughts and emotions aren't sustainable in an environment with high vibrations. So how do I do that? How did I do this? And how do you do this? Well, every day I spend at least 2 hours out in nature walking and listening to one of my teachers whose work I follow very closely. And I've got to acknowledge her in this, because I tell you what, she really, it was an activation, and this is Lisa Transcendence Brown. And I came into her work just a few months before this happened with my father, but I wasn't following it that closely. But then something, I don't know, triggered in me, I need to listen. I started pulling up her videos as I was taking my daily walks. And when I was listening to her videos, it was a pure activation, a remembrance of truth. A remembrance of truth, to the point where I was so high on life after listening to these videos. And I would listen to them. I would take a walk around the neighborhood, and then I would go sit down in a park, and I'd sit under this beautiful tree, and I'd sit on the bench. It was a dog park, and it was great because I could watch the dogs. The dogs were so happy. They were running and playing. And, you know, animals have a way of lifting our spirits. And when the dogs were just happy, you know, running and playing, and I was sitting under this beautiful tree, that was the nature that I had access to in the middle of a city. Okay, so that's where I went. And I would sit there and I'd listen to those videos, and I would be as high as a kite. It was like, oh, my gosh, everything's going to be fine. I know it's all going to be fine. I know there's some things that we're not sure about yet. We don't have all the answers to, but there's a knowingness inside. It's all going to be fine. Now, no matter where it is you are in your path, again, a job loss, a breakup, it doesn't matter. When you start surrounding yourself with all things of a higher consciousness, That is exactly what it is. That is what you will be reminded of too. Okay, that's why it's important to keep our vibration as high as possible. How do we do that? I'm going to give you a big list of how you do that. By the foods you eat, okay? Foods hold a vibration. Okay, so healthy food choices. Clear your space. Remove the clutter in your space, where you sleep, where it is in your home, in your office, wherever it is you spend your time. Remove the clutter. Simplify. Keep everything nice and neat, because everything holds a vibration. Everything is energy. Okay, essential oils do that. Music and sounds can raise your vibration. Books that talk about higher consciousness and all life topics. Teachers, have teachers in place that you can turn to, that when you listen to them talk, or if you have a session with them, automatically you're raising your vibration. Have that in place. It's very, very important. You've got to have things to turn to, tools in your toolkit that you can pull from at any time, no matter where it is you are. Okay? Very, very important. Plants, have live things in your surroundings, because plants are nature. They're living, breathing things that help sustain higher vibrations and higher consciousness. Crystals and andaras do the same thing. Get out in nature. Walk in nature. Nature is the highest vibrations. It'll teach you what it is you need to know. Okay? Make sure that the decor in your space is to your liking, because when your place is situated and decorated in a way that inspires you, that's going to raise your vibration. Anything that makes you happy, do that. And more of it, and more and more and more of it. Anything that does not, let go of. Don't keep anything or anyone in your reality that does not contribute to you being in the highest place within you. And keep everything that does. Meditation, of course, meditation is critical. Meditation. Connect to your soul. Your soul is the one that's driving this experience, and your soul is the one that's going to lead you through it. So when you are, when you feel like you're going through a time of uncertainty, and there's that threshold of, you know, crossing over that threshold into the unknown, your higher self will be meeting you on the other end of that threshold. That is why meditation and connecting to your soul is so important. When you do that, you know that your soul will always be there for you. Exercise, if you can. Exercise. You know, clearly if you're going through certain treatments and stuff where you're not able to do that, then you're not able to do that. But to the extent that you can move that energy in you, get out and move that energy. Getting the right amount of sleep is so absolutely incredible, important on so many different levels. You do a lot of clearing in your sleep. And restoring, it's restorative. Is that the right way to say it? Restorative? You know what I'm saying? It restores your wellness, okay? Silence. Sit in silence. Be in silence, because that connects you to you too. Minimize distractions, okay? The mind wants to distract. We don't want to distract. We want to understand, move through it, connect to truth, and all of those things. You can't do that if you're fully distracted by everyone and everything around you. So make sure that you have alone time where you're not distracted by noise and chatter and other people's opinions. That's another thing I want to say. To the extent that you can, do not solicit other people's opinions, okay? That's what higher consciousness is about, too. You rely more and more and more on yourself, and you simply don't have the desire to seek out everybody else's opinion. Why? Because you know that your soul is leading you. That's why. And that's where your belief in you builds, okay? So minimize, you know, what it is you choose to share with others, and what it is you choose to take on from others sharing with you, okay? That's what I'll say on that. Energy healing is also really, really, really helpful as well. Very helpful. I worked with my father. I worked with a lot of people with cancer with energy healing, and it just does so much. You know, there's no limitations to how energy healing can support you. Now, there's, you know, I want to conclude with saying this because we're coming up to the end of time here, but if you allow yourself to, through any challenge, you will feel extremely loved and supported during this process from your own soul and from your own guidance and from your own loved ones around you. And I've had this experience many times. Those people that I'm working with and who've got cancer and doing energy healing, I can't tell you how many of their loved ones show up. Boy, they are there. They show up. It is so important to them to let their loved one know we are with you. We are at the doctor's appointments with you. And they'll come through and share what the doctor said the day before to let you know they were there too. Okay? You will feel fully loved and supported because we always are, but you have to do those things that are going to open you up to connecting with that love and with that support. And on that note, I want to say in conclusion, I want to leave you with this. These experiences are always here to teach you about you. So pay attention. Don't lose the pure magnificence behind the experience because you know what? You'll be able to look back at that experience and go, wow, I can't believe I just moved my way through it. And I did that for me. So remember that during the most challenging of times, you can really surprise yourself at how you can actually be at your best. Until next time, always come from a place of love.